By early 2015, the forfeiture practice had drawn such public criticism that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced he was restricting the federal government's role in a civil asset protection program in which federal agencies could take possession of assets seized by local law enforcement, with the exception of firearms or other materials related to public safety. Previously, such assets could be handed over to the feds, who would share proceeds with the local entities. Holder said since all states now have their own asset forfeiture laws, it is no longer necessary for the Justice Department to hold seized assets. Random drug testing is another way in which police use public fear of illegal drugs to terrorize law-abiding citizens. In 2013, Jameson Hospital and Lawrence County Children and Youth Services agreed to pay $143,500 to settle a lawsuit filed by Elizabeth Mort, whose infant daughter was taken away for 5 days because of a false positive drug test, apparently caused by consumption of a poppy seed bagel. In 2014, Rachel DeVore sued another hospital, McGee Women's at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, saying a false positive drug test apparently caused by poppy seeds in farmers' market bread resulted in an Allegheny County Children, Youth, and Families investigation of her family. According to a story by Radley Balco in the Washington Post, no one would argue that a new mother with a drug habit presents all sorts of problems for both mother and child. But even if these tests were 100% accurate, treating both patients for addiction seems like a far more humane policy than yanking a newborn from his mother's arms or sending the mother to prison. Jordan Weiser, a Jefferson, Ohio high school student, was another casualty of police hysteria fueled by warrantless intrusions into private citizens' lives. Weiser was held in jail for 13 days and finally allowed to post a $50,000 bond after officials of the technical school he was attending used the student handbook as a warrant to search his vehicle, where they found 2 airsoft guns and a folding blade pocket knife. Another high school student in Clarksville, Tennessee, David Duran Sanner, who had never been in trouble and who was carrying a 3-point grade average, was suspended for 10 days and sent to an alternative school after police found a fishing knife in the car he was driving during a lockdown. The senior student had given authorities permission to search his car, believing he had nothing to hide. The car belonged to his father, a commercial fisherman. Duran Sanner's grandmother, Peggy Duran, said she tried explaining that the knife didn't belong to her grandson, but school officials wouldn't listen. Unfortunately, the vice principal said that's the way it is now. Guilty until proven innocent. It's part of this zero-tolerance policy, she said, adding that should the boy's punishment be upheld, Duran Sanner will not be able to attend prom, his JROTC ball, or walk at graduation.